This is CPR News, and I'm Mike Lamp. A report from the Food and Drug Administration says a Colorado Springs food processing facility was operating under questionable conditions. It involves Taylor Farms, the company connected to an outbreak of E. coli at McDonald's. Onions on quarter pounders was found to be the likely source of the contamination. At the food processing plant, investigators found pooling water, room temperatures that support the growth of bacteria, and workers not properly washing their hands. Taylor Farm says the company immediately responded with corrective actions. At a confirmation hearing Thursday, Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper questioned the nominee to be the next Interior Secretary. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Senator Hickenlooper invited North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to visit the Thompson Divide in the center of the state if he's confirmed as Interior Secretary. The Biden administration approved protections on about 200,000 acres there, but some are concerned that the incoming administration might try to reverse that.
Come walk that landscape with some of the local ranchers and farmers there so you can get a sense that this isn't a partisan issue. This is a piece of land that pretty much everyone in the community has decided needs to be protected.
Hickenlooper also pushed Burgum to focus on energy innovation and a reliable supply chain for critical minerals. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
With cold weather coming to Colorado this weekend, people could take extra steps to protect their pets. The Dumb Friends League has a lot of safety measures online. They include reminders that ice melt chemicals are often toxic. People should wipe down their pets' feet after walks. And just like during the summer heat, pets should not be left inside cars in the cold. This is CPR News.